I suppose most of you already heard about the bravery of people in Iran and how they stood up to the dictators against decades of oppression, humiliation, and bullying. Thanks to them, there's now global awareness that Iranians are living under the brutal violence of the regime. I would like to take this opportunity, this platform, and speak about queer people in Iran and their living situation. Although it is really hard to mention everything in this short time. The regime denies the existence of queer people and attacks their dignity. Can you imagine what it means for them not to fit into the binary system and patriarchy of violence, religious dictatorship? One who does whatever they want in the name of religion, a religion that they themselves do not even truly believe in or follow, but just use as a weapon to hurt people, especially women and queer people. As a queer person living in Iran, you have to hide your identity, because otherwise it would be the matter of life and death. Queer people in Iran are isolated, not only from the rest of the world, but also from the society that they live in. It has been forever that they live in fear, shame, and darkness. But still, some of them break the silence and inspire others. They risk their lives, although they get execution. The activists like Zahra Sare Sadiqi and Elham Chubdar, who are sentenced to death. Do you know what it means to have the right to protest, to voice what bothers you, to stand up and say, I do not accept this. We do not let you do this anymore. This right to protest is a privilege. We all must use it correctly. We are living in a democratic country. We are the people who can make changes. Changes start with demonstration, with awareness, and with action. We can make that happen. The death of Mahsa Jina Amini was the trigger for all of the minorities to rise up. Enough is enough. The oppressors don't know that by torturing people, they are actually creating an army of fearless warriors slowly, who will eventually run out of patience one day and rise up against them. It is final now. Iranians are sowing the seeds of liberty. So even if they are imprisoned, tortured, or poisoned the female students in a school to scare them away, people will not give up. Iranians know that a revolution sometimes takes a generation to succeed, and we are up for that. Progress is already being made, but how can you help? Do not walk away. Attend the protest. Social media is super important. Post and reshare. Talk about it, ask about it. Contact your representatives. It is all about pressure and collective awareness. Be their voice. To all the people, women, queer people, and every minority that we might not even know about, you are not alone. One day, your bravery and your resistance will be mentioned in the books they teach in schools instead of the made-up religious books. You are and will be forever the symbol of liberty. Zan Zendegi Azadi. Zan Zendegi Azadi.